Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
644, 16 before 7. If you go to our WWL.com website, you will find our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. And the question is, and we thought it was an interesting kind of contrast here. You got Florida executing a guy yesterday that was just human garbage. And one of his victims that lived positioned herself right in front of the death chamber, she said, so she could look him in the eye as the needle was put into his arms. And she was robbed of that opportunity because the guy just closed his eyes and didn't say anything. However, she does feel as though she has achieved closure. There is also one hell of an abortion debate raging in this country right now. So we're asking you, can you be both pro-life and pro-death penalty? We'll talk to Archbishop Amon about that later on. And you are about 15 minutes away from another code word in 14 minutes, actually, in a $1,000 nationwide cash contest. And I'll give you the code word at 6:59, and then you can listen for one every hour thereafter, all the way through 5:59 p.m. with Sports Talk. Hey, you could be our next winner. $12,000 a day, Entercom National Cash Giveaway. And words coming up very quickly. We want you to win. This is what happened yesterday.
1-0 the count to Reed. The pitch from Fuller. Again in the dirt. Again, Scheffler chases it, loses it. It gets away right side. Giacomo on his way in. He's safe at the plate. Throw back to Scheffler. Gets away towards the dugout. Here comes Bianco. Tigers win. Tigers win.
And that is not any overworking it by Chris Blair there. I guarantee you that voice of the LSU Tigers was as surprised and excited as was any of us that saw that happen. Hey, Jeff, good morning. You're on WWL. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist and Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing?
Doing well, Tommy. How about you?
I'm great. I couldn't believe that. I don't even know, Mike, how you begin, how you begin to put that in context in terms of anything like this happening in baseball before the magic of Hoover, Alabama for the Tigers in the almost poetic justice that was served after what happened the last time they played Auburn.
Yeah, you're right. They had a chance to sweep Auburn last weekend, and they weren't able to do it, and this was a really a remarkable victory. I think it was just remarkable in the fact that they were in this game, considering they had just only a couple hours of sleep after playing to 3 o'clock in the morning earlier in that day. But Landon Marcel really gave them a great outing. I think that's where it starts for them, and LSU's pitching has been really terrific in this series. You know, maybe outside of Eric Walker didn't really have he wasn't on his game in that first game against Mississippi State. Cole Henry got into a little trouble against South Carolina. But really, guys, for most part, have just pitched very well in this series, in this tournament. And that's why LSU is in the position that they're in. And they're getting a couple of few key hits. And then they catch a huge break yesterday on that wild pitch that results in two-run scoring.
You talk about a little rest, and it was, and I heard him on Sports Talk yesterday bring up a good point that I hadn't even thought about. So, and you talked about sending a pitcher back to the hotel to get rest, but after a game like that, you're not going to fall asleep right away, even if you're tired. You're keyed up, right?
And it was interesting, and I said yesterday when I was on with you, Tommy, that it was likely that Landon Marcel went back to the hotel room maybe around midnight, but Coach Paul Maneri said after yesterday's game, Landon stuck around.
Really?
That's pretty impressive. But again, we were all, well, most of us at one time were 18, 19
that's
years
true.
Old, and we could bounce back a little bit faster than we can now. But
you got to look at it through those 18-year-old eyes, huh,
yeah,
Jeff?
You're right. You're right. And right now, I mean, this team is playing off of I don't know what it is about LSU and Hoover. It's just something amazing seems to happen every year. Last year it was the Todd Peterson who hadn't swung a bat all season, really hadn't swung a bat since early in high school, smacks a double, a run-scoring double. And then yesterday, that wild pitch, after a 17-inning game, the longest in school history, quite remarkable. And I don't know if how far this team can go once the NCAA tournament starts, but this 2019 season will certainly be remembered for that little 12-hour span there of LSU 17-inning game against Mississippi State and then winning against Auburn in remarkable fashion.
And then in one play to end the game, a walk-off wild pitch and error on the first baseman, right?
Yeah, and it all started really because the catcher couldn't find the ball after he had blocked it in the dirt. Yeah, he kind of kicked it away from himself. And LSU had the right base runners on base path. They had DiGiacomo at third, and then Paul Maneri wisely had Drew Bianco pinch run for Solo Garza at second to give him a little bit more speed. And once the first baseman actually came in to pick up the ball, he threw it away from the catcher. That's always a tough throw on those wild pitches because you're basically trying to throw it to the catcher or whoever's standing at home plate as fast as you can, and it's a short distance. And the ball, there was no chance to catch the ball. It ended up hitting off the dugout, and LSU scores two runs. And as Paul Maneri said after the game, and I agree with him, they deserved something for battling as hard as they did against Mississippi State the night and into the early morning, and not to come away with a victory, but to get a victory against Auburn is a little bit of poetic justice for them. And guess what? They get to play Mississippi State again tonight, so who knows how long that game will go.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. Jeff Palermo, our guest. If you have any questions for him, it's easier if you text me at 870-870, and I'll pass them along to him. Marceau, 4 hours of sleep. The whole team, really, I think you can guess, 4 hours of sleep. Up at 9 for breakfast, wake-up call, and then playing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of pitches thrown by Marceau as well yesterday. Coming back in a flash right now, traffic, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, 3 minutes until the first code word of 12 today in the Intercom 12K a day cash giveaway. Jeff Palermo is our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. I will pass the questions along now that you have texted me at 870-870. Today, they say, Jeff, will be the test. Most of the pitchers will not be available.
Yeah, I don't know really who they're going to pitch. I got to be honest with you, Tommy. I mean, they've gone through everyone, and college baseball teams are not meant the way the rosters are. They're not. It's not designed to play 4 days in a row like they do in the majors. And especially this team that came into the tournament thin on pitching, and that's why for them to really have any chance to win this tournament, they needed to win the first three games and then get today off and then try to regroup on Saturday. But that didn't happen, obviously, so they got to go out there today and try to throw somebody. It's tough to say. I mean, maybe they go back to Devin Fontenot as the starting pitcher. Trent Wittmeyer is out. Can't go to Mikhail Hilliard. He went 3 or 4 innings on Thursday morning in that 17-inning game. Chase Costello is a possibility, maybe. I don't know. What's interesting is maybe Clay Moffitt might be a guy that could start today. What always it seems to be interesting, though, with LSU in Hoover, somebody really steps up on the mound that you don't expect from to give you a good outing. And they've already had that. They've already had some pretty good outings already, as I talked about in the last segment. So they're going to need a terrific outing from somebody today to just at least get them off to a start. But what's kind of interesting so far in the SEC tournament, a lot of low-scoring games. I mean, yesterday's 4-3 win over Auburn was the highest-scoring game out of the four played yesterday, but maybe that changes today.
Real quick, Jeff, we only have about 40 seconds. The chances of the Tigers hosting a regional win or lose today?
Well, I think if they win today, it's very good. And I still think they're on the bubble. It would be nice to get a win over Mississippi State, a team that's ranked very high in the RPI. That would really help their chances.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tommy.
You have a good day. All right, so there you go, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.